presence of each and every one, we miss a few of our number, and God willing, we'll see them the next time. We're especially thankful for the souls that have visited from the Lawton, Oklahoma area. Thank you so much for coming our way. It's good to see some of you for the second time. In our previous lesson, we studied the first promise of redemption. We saw that after sin entered the world, God began revealing hope, and that promise was later carried forward through Abraham. That lesson traced the promise. Today, God willing, we look more closely at Abraham himself. When God spoke, how did Abraham respond? What does Bible faith look like in the life of a man who does not yet see everything God has promised? Abraham teaches us that faith is not just a word we claim. Faith hears God's word, receives it as true, obeys God's call, waits on God's time, and continues with God. A simple way to remember the lesson is this: God spoke, Abraham heard, Abraham believed, Abraham obeyed, Abraham waited, and Abraham continued. Before Abraham went out, before he dwelt in tents, and before he waited for the promised son, God spoke. Faith begins with God's word. Let's begin where Abraham's faith began. Not with man's imagination, not with family tradition, and not with personal desire, but with what the Lord had said. God spoke to Abraham. Genesis chapter 12 records the call of Abraham. God gave him both a command and a promise. Abram was not inventing his own religious path. He was responding to the word of the Lord. Abram was not inventing his own religious path. The Bible says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Genesis 12, 1 through 3. The Lord had said shows that Abraham's faith began with God speaking. Get thee out was a command. I will shows God's promise. Abraham's faith did not begin with Abraham telling God what he wanted. It began with God revealing what he commanded and what he promised. The New Testament teaches the same principle. Bible faith has a source. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. Faith cometh means faith has a beginning and a source. Hearing means receiving what God has spoken. True faith is not produced by ignoring Scripture. Faith begins when the heart receives the word of God. A child may not understand every mile of a journey, but if his father says, "Come with me, I know the way," the child has reason to follow. Abraham did not know every detail, but he knew who had spoken. Abraham's faith began when God spoke. True faith today also begins by hearing of the word of God. Since faith begins with God's word, we must also see how faith treats that word. Faith receives God's word as truth. God's word is not uncertain. It is pure, trustworthy, and sufficient. Faith does not correct God. Faith trusts God. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6. Pure means tested, clean, and free from error. Trust means to rely upon God. Add thou not warns not to place human thinking alongside God's word as though it had equal authority. Abraham's faith was not built on altering God's message, but on trusting it. Hebrews describes faith as confidence in what God has revealed, even when the fulfillment is not yet visible. The Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Hebrews 11:1. Substance means assurance or confidence. Evidence means conviction or proof. Faith rests upon God's word, even when the eye cannot yet see the outcome. If a road sign says, "Bridge out," a wise person does not rewrite the sign. He receives the warning and acts accordingly. God's word is far greater than any road sign. It is truth from God. Faith receives God's word as truth. Abraham trusted what God said. We also must receive God's word without changing it. But Abraham did not only hear. The faith that began with hearing moved into action. Abraham obeyed God's call or instructions. Faith responds with obedience. When God called Abraham, his faith became visible. He did not merely respect the command, he obeyed it. Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken. After God commanded Abram to leave, Scripture records Abram's response. The response of faith was obedience. Scripture says, "So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came." Genesis 12, 4 and 5. So Abram departed, which shows action. As the Lord had spoken, shows the reason for his action. Abraham's obedience was guided by God's word. He did not merely admire the command, he obeyed it. Hebrews explains the faith behind Abraham's obedience. The Bible says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went." Hebrews 11:8. By faith shows the motive. Called shows God's instruction. Obeyed shows Abraham's response. Not knowing whither he went shows that faith does not demand every detail before obeying God. If a man says, "I trust the bridge," but refuses to step onto it, his words are empty. Abraham showed trust by stepping forward when God called. His feet showed what his heart believed. Abraham's faith obeyed. True faith is not merely spoken. It is seen in submission to God's word. Abraham's obedience was not easy. God called him to leave what was familiar. Faith often requires leaving behind what would keep us from fully following God. Abraham left what God called him from. God's call required Abraham to leave his country, his kindred, and his father's house. Faith required separation from the familiar. Scripture says the Lord had said unto Abram, "Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." Genesis 12 and verse 1. "Get thee out" was a command to leave. Country, kindred, father's house shows the seriousness of what Abraham was called to leave. Faith may require sacrifice, change, and separation. Jesus also taught that following him requires putting him above every earthly attachment. He said, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Jesus said in Luke 14, 26 and 27. The word "hate" here is used by comparison. Jesus is not commanding sinful hatred toward family. He is teaching that no earthly relationship can come before loyalty to him. Bear his cross means accepting the cost of following the Lord. A person cannot walk east and west at the same time. Abraham could not stay where he was and fully go where God called him. Faith required leaving and following. Faith obeys God's call, even when obedience requires sacrifice. Abraham left what was familiar because he trusted the God who called him. Faith responds with obedience. Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken. True faith today must also move from hearing to obeying. Abraham obeyed, but his faith also had to continue while he waited. Faith is not only seen in the first step. Faith is also seen when the promise has not yet been fulfilled. Faith trusts while it waits. Genesis 15 shows Abraham facing a difficult reality. God had promised, but Abraham had not yet seen the fulfillment. Abraham believed before he saw the fulfillment. In Genesis 15, Abram still had no child. From a human point of view, the promise seemed difficult. But God pointed Abram back to what he had spoken. "After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what would thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be." Genesis 15, the first five verses. Fear not shows God comforting Abram. "I am thy shield" means God himself would protect him. "No seed" means Abram had no child. "So shall thy seed be" shows God's promise of descendants. Abram saw the difficulty, but God pointed him back to the promise. Paul later explains that Abraham trusted both God's promise and God's power. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Romans 4, verses 20 and 21. Staggered not means Abraham did not turn away from God's promise in unbelief. Fully persuaded means completely convicted. Abraham trusted that God was able to do what he had promised. When Abraham looked at himself, he saw weakness. When he looked at circumstances, he saw impossibility. But when he looked at God's word, he had reason to believe. Faith does not pretend the problem is not real. Faith trusts that God is greater than the problem. Abraham believed God before he saw the fulfillment. True faith trusts God because God is faithful and able to perform what he has promised. Abraham also teaches us that faith must wait. God's promises are sure, but God fulfills them according to his wisdom and his time. Abraham waited on God's time. Abram honestly recognized that he had no child. Faith does not mean we never see difficulty. Faith means we bring difficulty before God and continue trusting him. Again, Scripture says, and Abram said, "Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus." And Abram said, "Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one is born in my house is mine heir." Genesis 15, 2 and 3. "Seeing I go childless" shows Abram's visible situation. "No seed" shows that the promise had not yet been fulfilled. Abram was not pretending there was no difficulty. He brought his concern before God. The Hebrew writer teaches that patience is needed after doing the will of God. The Bible says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." Hebrews 10, 35 and 36. Confidence means bold trust. Patience means endurance or steadfastness. Faith continues after obedience begins. A farmer plants seed and waits. He does not dig it up every morning to see whether it is growing. He trusts that growth takes place. Abraham had to wait on God. He had to trust that God knew both the promise and the proper time for fulfilling it. Faith waits on God's time. Faith trusts while it waits. Abraham's faith teaches us that delay is not denial. God keeps his word according to his wisdom. Now we must notice how Scripture describes Abraham's faith before God. Faith is counted for righteousness. Genesis 15:6 is one of the clearest statements in Scripture about Abraham's faith. It shows that Abraham trusted God's word, and God counted that faith for righteousness. Abraham believed God. After God promised Abram descendants as numerous as the stars, Abram believed the Lord. He trusted what God said. The Bible says he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness, Genesis 15:6. Believe means trusted, relied upon, and accepted God's word as true. Counted means reckoned or credited. Righteousness means being right before God according to God's judgment. Abram did not earn God's promise by human greatness. He trusted God, and God counted his faith for righteousness. Paul uses Abraham to show that man has no room to boast before God. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof the glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Romans 4:2-5. Justified means declared right. Glory means boasting. Grace means favor from God, not something earned as wages. Paul is showing that Abraham had no reason to boast in himself. His faith gave glory to God. This does not deny obedience. It denies that man earns righteousness by his own merit. Abraham could not point to himself and say, "I caused the promise." He could only trust the God who spoke. Faith removes boasting from man and gives glory to God. Abraham believed God, and God counted it to him for righteousness. True faith trusts God's word and gives glory to God rather than self. Some may ask, if Abraham was counted righteous by faith, does obedience matter? Scripture answers clearly. Abraham's faith was living faith. James uses Abraham to show that real faith is not empty words. He said, "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only." James 2:21-24. Faith wrought with his works means faith was working together with obedience. Made perfect means brought to completion or maturity. Not by faith only means the Bible rejects a faith that refuses obedience. James does not contradict the teaching from Genesis or Romans. James shows what kind of faith Abraham had: obedient, living faith. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 14:15. Love and faith are not enemies of obedience. True love obeys. True faith obeys. A claim of faith that refuses God's commandments is not the faith Abraham had. A lamp may look like a lamp, but if it is unplugged, it gives no light. A faith that never obeys may use the word faith, but it does not shine as living faith. Abraham's faith was living because it trusted and obeyed God. Abraham's faith was not dead or empty, it obeyed. Living faith trusts God, submits to God, and continues with God. Faith is counted for righteousness. Abraham believed God, and God counted it to him for righteousness. Yet Abraham's faith was not inactive. Scripture shows that real faith trusts God and follows God. As we bring this lesson together in some closing thoughts, let's remember the simple focus: faith trusts God's word and obeys His call or His instructions. The faith of Abraham began with the word of God. God called Abram to leave his country, his kindred, and his father's house. Abram obeyed as the Lord had spoken. He went out not knowing where he was going because he trusted the God who called him. Later, when Abram still had no child, God reminded him of the promise. Abraham believed in the Lord, and God counted it to him for righteousness. Abraham's faith trusted God's word before he saw the fulfillment. His faith waited on God's time. His faith continued in obedience. This lesson is focused on Abraham's faith response to God. Some lessons learned: faith begins with God's word. Romans 10:17 says, "So then by faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Faith receives God's word as truth. Proverbs 30 and verse 5 says, "Every word of God is pure." Faith obeys God's call. Genesis 12:4 says, "So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him." Faith follows even when the path is not fully seen. Hebrews 11:8 says, "Abraham went out not knowing whither he went." Faith trusts God's promise. Romans 4:21 says, "Abraham was fully persuaded that God was able to perform what he had promised." Faith waits on God. Hebrews 10:36 teaches that we have need of patience after doing the will of God. Faith is counted for righteousness. Genesis 15:6 says, "And he believed in the Lord and counted it to him for righteousness." Faith must be living and obedient. James 2:24 says, "You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." The faith of Abraham is powerful because it is simple enough to understand and deep enough to shape the life of one with an honest heart. God spoke, Abraham believed, Abraham obeyed, Abraham waited, Abraham continued. That is what faith does. Faith does not demand that God explain everything before we obey. Faith does not rewrite God's word. Faith does not follow God only when the path is easy. Faith hears God's word, trusts God's promises, obeys God's call, and continues with God in faithfulness. Abraham's faith teaches us to trust what God had spoken. The gospel also calls for obedient faith today. The blessing promised through Abraham is fulfilled in Christ Jesus, and those who are Christ are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The Bible teaches, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Galatians 3, verses 26 through 29. Baptized into Christ shows how one enters into Christ. Put on Christ means being clothed with Christ. Heirs according to the promise means sharing in the blessing God promised through Abraham. Faith that trusts God will also obey the gospel of Christ. The lesson is yours. It is the Lord who invites, and we await to assist. If you have a need, won't you come? I'll get it. Stand and sing.
We'll sing all three of 904. All three of 904. Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and